always love that ending. Hello, welcome everybody to Back Porch Bluegrass, the Back Porch Bluegrass show from Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, New Zealand. And I'm Paul Trendwith, your host, and I'm going to play you some early New Zealand bluegrass for this month. May is New Zealand Music Month in New Zealand, and bluegrass isn't the sort of music that a lot of people get to record. In our early days, the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band in the late 1960s, early 1970s, when we were working a lot, we managed to record at least an album every year. But these days, many of the groups who are playing, and there's not many, many of the groups who are playing don't get the opportunity or take the opportunity to record. So a lot of our recorded music is from way back. And anyway, I think it's high time we investigated some of the origins of bluegrass music in New Zealand. So that's basically what this show is going to do for you. I'm going to play you a track now from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, recorded live at the Poles Apart. And this was in 1967, I think, at the start of 1967. That opening track was Hamilton County. That was recorded in 1969. So we'd been playing bluegrass music for 3 years at that point in time, and we were getting a pretty good sound. But the early days, we were a little bit rougher and a little bit more amateurish, and I'm not sure that, well, this is some of the music may be slightly cringeworthy of our early days, but this is, we had a lot of fun playing this music. The Poles Apart was a folk club that in Auckland, in Khyber Pass in Auckland, that we had a lot of fun playing at. The manager of the Poles Apart, Curly Del Monte, is introducing us. I think you'll hear that. And this is a song, Jesse James. I don't know where we got the song from, but we thought this bluegrass arrangement of it would be pretty good. See what you think, eh? Early bluegrass in New Zealand.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Poles Apart Folk Club is proud to present the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band.
Shot Mr. Howard has laid poor Jesse in his grave.
It was his brother Frank who robbed the Galton Bank and took all the money from the safe. That was a worthy place that they had laid a race, and they shot Galton sheets to the ground.
Jesse had a wife to mourn for his life. Three children, they were brave. But the dirty little coward that shot Mr. Howard has laid poor Jesse in his grave. Children, they were brave, but the dirty little coward that shot Mr. Howard has laid poor Jesse in his grave. Children, they were brave, but the dirty little coward that shot Mr. Howard has laid poor Jesse in his grave.
Yeah! Oh, that's some early bluegrass music. That wasn't bad at all, really. As you can hear, we had a harmonica in the band. That was Leonard Cohen. He later played dobro in the band, but his harmonica contributions were really good. Colleen Bain on fiddle, Alan Rhodes doing the lead vocal and going up and doing a harmony in the chorus, David Calder on mandolin and the high tenor. I played banjo and sang the lead in the chorus, I think, and Leonard sang the bass down there, and Sandy McMillan playing bass. We had a lot of fun playing that music, and we'd been playing for about 2-3 years at that point in time. So I was starting to nail it. Here's another track from the same album called Blue Ridge Mountain Home. You can imagine where this one came from.
This next song is called Blue Ridge Cabin Home.
That wasn't too bad, really. I quite enjoyed that, and I thought we did pretty well with that. David introduced it as Blue Ridge Cabin Home instead of Blue Ridge Mountain Home, but that's all right. Alan had really nailed his G lick, hadn't he? It's all good fun. One of the things that really started holding the music scene together in New Zealand in the late 1960s was the National Banjo Pickers Conventions. They started in 1967 at Te Rapa. Then 1968, we had another one at Te Rapa, just on the site beside the old Te Rapa Hall. And Then 1969, we moved to Narrawahia on the banks of the Waikato River. That was exciting. And then in 1970, we moved to Claude Lynch Showgrounds, and that was the last. We had four National Banjo Picks conventions. Hamilton County was an intrinsic part of that. But there were other people playing the music as well, and lots of people sort of were lots of bands, and the music sort of got spread around. And I'm going to play you some tracks from the National Banjo Pickers Convention Easter gathering in 1968. This is the one where we had a great big tent, and there were storms all over New Zealand at Easter time. We had this big circus top for the main venue, and at half time in the concert, when people went outside, a big wind came up and picked the tent up and dropped it again, and the tent collapsed. And that was also the weekend that we had the Wahine sinking in Wellington Harbour. We had some real rough weather, but the Banjo Pickers Convention went on, and the final concert was in a different venue, and it started on time at 8 o'clock. An amazing effort by the organisers, Mike Grace and John Raffel and Jeff Cumberbeach and Jeff Bendel. They did a wonderful job there, shifting us around. Lots of talking, time to get up and play the Buckhead Strugglers. The Buckhead Strugglers. Frank Soleil originated this group. He was from Georgia, and I think that's where the name Buckhead comes from. And here they are playing a tune called Last Chance. Time music there, and I think that was Don Milne playing banjo, and it could have been Colin Bain playing the fiddle there. And I thought Frank Soleil was on guitar in there somewhere, but I didn't hear him. And normally the recordings that we made courtesy of John Raffel were brilliant at those conventions. I'm going to play another track from that, and this is a mandolin player from our band, David Calder, playing guitar with his young wife, Andrea Calder, Panda we called her, Dave and Panda, and I think she played auto harp with a song you'll all recognise called The Gold Watch and Chain, and it sounds like this.
I will pawn you this heart and
Well, that was David Panda playing, and I didn't realise that the record had some sensitive jumps in it, but I think you got the gist of the music. Anyway, I'm sorry about that, folks, and I had another go. I couldn't get that right, too. While we were playing bluegrass music up in the North Island, there was a group down south that came there. They were based around an American banjo player, George Bailey, and the band was called the Bluegrass Expedition. They were a fine band. George knew a lot about bluegrass music. Reed Hudson on dobro and vocals. George played banjo, did vocals. Bruce Fergus played bass and did vocals. Barry Patterson, guitar and vocals. And I'm still playing music with Barry today, which is a real treat. And Mike Pelvin, mandolin and vocals. And I've picked a song from their early album in 1975. And this is the sort of music they were making then. It's a gospel song. They called it Along the Way because Hamilton County called it Along the Way when we got it from the Country Gentleman, but I think it's called The Church Back Home is the proper name. Let's have a listen.
What memories come back?
Enjoyed their music, and I really enjoy playing music with Barry Patterson again these days. He does a great job. His voice sounds a little bit deeper than that, but you can imagine that, can't you? You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm playing you some of the early bluegrass in New Zealand, which was often recorded, whereas these days not so much gets recorded. We'll be having a program next week. I'm away, but I'm replaying a program that I recorded several years ago, and it's got a lot more of current content of New Zealand bluegrass music, and I think you'll enjoy that. We've got people like the Pippi Pickers, some Hamilton County, we've got the Rhodes Boys, and we've got all sorts of people on next week that I think you're really going to enjoy, so have a listen. But right in this show, we're examining the more early stuff, and there's quite a lot of few gems in the middle of it all, I hope you agree. This is Back Porch Bluegrass for Free FM 89.0, independent community media. And we're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. That's a music store in Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Big store, lots of instruments for all tastes, all budgets, lots of accessories, lots of music books about how to play, and lots of good advice from the people in the shop. They're all musicians and they can understand your needs and wants and how to relate the two together, often quite disparate. Go to Shearer's Music Works for any of your music needs. I'm delighted to have them sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. What are we going to hear now? I think we're going to hear another track from a National Banjo Pickers Convention, 1969 this was, and this was on the banks of the Waikato River at Narrawahia, which is just north of Hamilton, and it was a lovely sight if it was fine, which it was. It was great. In fact, the stage, the outdoor stage, was a flat-topped barge anchored on the bank of the river, and the performers crossed a rather rickety little bridge, temporary bridge, onto the barge, and the PA system was set up on the barge, and we played to the audience sitting on the banks of the Waikato River. It was a real treat, and there's some great music played at that. Mike Seeger came to New Zealand for that convention, and this was the first we'd really had to do with an authentic bluegrass musician from the USA, and Mike really helped Hamilton County and all the other musicians there. He played mandolin, he played auto harp, he played guitar, he played banjo, he played fiddle, and he worked with everyone on those instruments and singing, and we got to do some music with him. And this is the start, I think, of the afternoon concert, and Mike is singing with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band a tune called Give Me That Old Time Music. Let's see if we can make it work.
Give me that old time music, give me that old time music, give me that old time music, it's good enough for me.
Pick it on the mandolin, they pick it on the mandolin, but they pick it on the mandolin, that's good enough for me.
Yes, they play it on the dobro. They play it on the dobro, and it's good enough for me.
Now they played it on the bass. Yes, they played it on the bass. They played it on the bass, and it's good enough for me.
A good sound from the crowd there sitting on the banks of the river there. I'm going to play another track from that same National Banjo Pickers Convention. This is a group called the Mainland Hoedowners, and here they are doing a tune called The Sunny Side of Life.
Christmas big flowers ever grow. Oh, the happy, happy sunny, pretty rolling dales, where the sweetest, sweetest joy and gladness ever there prevails, where the sunshine ever lingers on the hill, on the happy sunny side of life.
Well, I'm having trouble with that one too, so I had to fade it out fairly quickly. That was a Mainland Hoedown. It's just showing you there's lots of people playing bluegrass music in those days. Because this is a New Zealand music program, or New Zealand Music Month in May, we have to mention Phil Garland. And he wasn't really a band, he wasn't a bluegrasser. He was a folk singer, played guitar, regular six-string and a 12-string guitar, wrote lots of songs about New Zealand, and he really captured the spirit of New Zealand with many of his songs. And I got to know Phil and got to play a bit of music with him. And many of the songs he wrote were great for bluegrass music. And I just regret that we never recorded any of his songs with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. But I've got a song here from Phil, which is called Gabriel's Gold, and it's talking about the discovery of gold in a place now still called Gabriel's Gully in the South Island of New Zealand. And I have a feeling that I played banjo not on this recording, but with Phil.